Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's the Patterns bringing us back. Tony Williams on vocals. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, celebrating 19 years of his membership. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't have done it without him all these years. He's taught us so much about selling, how to become better at selling. He's the pro, ladies and gentlemen. If you can find him at IASTraining.com, IASTraining.com. Sign up for his weekly, right? You're still getting the weekly out?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did want to mention we got a brand new thing that we're doing. We're doing weekly training now via emailed video streaming.
All right.
Or via app on your telephone.
Wow.
Yes. So that's kind of exciting. So you can go to the website and click on the little tab that says weekly training, and you'll get those two options.
So you got plenty of options. If people want to help get you to help them without necessarily you coming to their operation, you can help them, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yep,
so, folks, kind of take advantage of this. Get started with training your people how to be better in sales. You know, there's something unprecedented going on right now, Brad, with the retail giants moving out of the marketplace. This has never happened before. We've never had a full retreat by Sears and Macy's and all these different companies. They're leaving a vacuum. They're leaving a high-touch vacuum that's just custom-made for small businesses. But I will tell you, I want your thoughts on this real quick. Amazon is not going to wait around for you to take your time to occupy that space. If you don't occupy that space, they will, and they'll run you out of town like they did Macy's and Sears. You've got to move in and occupy that vacuum.
Right. I love the word retreat, by the way. I was thinking surrender.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
But good term.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point is, too, is that with these people all closing down, and there's massive amounts of retail closures today, there's a lot of good retail people available out there. And if people in retail are settling for mediocre performance by an employee or insubordination or won't comply with the standards or won't do the things that we're talking about now and making the change and all those things, don't waste your time. Go get some of the
tools. Let them go be successful somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Let them go clock in somewhere else.
Yeah.
Let's come back to our list of 5 things that we've been talking about, you've been helping us with on instituting change. Make it a policy. Train your people. There's 5 criteria for that, you told us.
Yep.
Justify it. Show them how to justify it. But then this is the fun part, right? Number 4.
But number 4 is giving the rewards. What do they get for it? Because everybody's listening to WIIFM radio. Is that the station from WIIFM?
Yes. What's in it for me?
What's in it for me radio, exactly. And then lastly, you got to give them the consequence that they don't do it. And in some cases, the consequence might be they don't have the opportunity to work there anymore. And sometimes the reward is they have the opportunity to keep their job, depending on the seriousness of what we're trying to institute. But I know if we institute must attempt to close with every sale, then their sales are naturally going to go up. Their commission should be going up. So, you know, that's where they get the rewards for it.
Mm-hmm. And even if you've got people who aren't on commission, you need to find some way to get them to boost a little bit, right? To motivate them just a little, shot in the arm with promotional money or something.
Yeah, I've never said you have to pay commission. I like commission, but I think you need to have some type of incentive based pay or productivity based pay.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're in America, by golly, if
that's
you do
right.
good, you should get good.
And then finally, the hammer.
The hammer. That's right. The consequence that they don't do it. And I have my progressive discipline. I'll just run through it really quickly. It's verbal, written, come to Jesus, go away.
Say that again.
verbal, written, come to Jesus, go away.
Don't let the door hit you on the backside on the way out.
Exactly, yep. So give them a verbal warning, then give them a written warning, then another written warning, then you have that final, this is it type of meeting.
Yep.
And then it's
have a good life.
Have a good life.
You got to do that, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes you do.
I mean, because, you know, In a small organization, a bad performer is not just affecting you and your customers. They're affecting the barrel, the whole barrel.
You know, that's right in the first chapter of my book, is that one employee can ruin an entire company.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't afford it. You got to get rid of. You either got to redeem them, and I encourage people to redeem them. This is America. We redeem people.
Right.
But some people aren't redeemable.
That's right.
You got to get rid of.
Not everybody's cut out for sales, and not everybody's cut out for.
You got
to sales in your organization.
That's another point, though, too. Is you can test people to see if they're cut out for sales.
Absolutely.
That's another good. You help them with
talk
that
about
too.
That by next.
You
week.
Help them with that too, don't you?
I do.
IASTraining.com, folks. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Brad, thanks for 19 great years.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
Let's do,
I appreciate
let's do it.
It
again. Thanks a lot. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IASTraining.com. Check it out. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.